Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Department of Commerce officials say the federal government has released $112 million to Minnesota's Energy Assistance Program. Director Michael Schmitz says they've been waiting for this funding.
But they're now available and they're being distributed to help income-eligible Minnesota homeowners and renters heat their homes this winter. So we're really, really relieved to have the funding and very happy to be able to get those funds out to help people.
He says energy providers were getting worried about being able to help people as it gets colder. Families earning about $71,000 are eligible for heating assistance. A new and improved Eagle Cam is now live, courtesy of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources communications specialist Elizabeth Noltmauer.
We have a better view of that nest. We installed an antenna in the off-season as well to try to enhance the image quality, so viewers can expect to see an improved view of the same nest as last year. And we've seen them bringing sticks and leaves to the nest, getting it ready for the breeding season.
You can check out both the new and old Eagle Cams up on the DNR's YouTube page. Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota is making progress in addressing fraud and welcomes any investigations into the matter. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer sharply criticized Walz during an appearance at Fox News, claiming the fraud scandal has cost taxpayers more than $1 billion. The U.S. Treasury confirmed it is investigating claims that some of the stolen funds were sent to a terrorist group in Somalia. And Congresswoman Kelly Morrison introduced legislation that would exempt small businesses from high tariffs and offer rebates for any additional costs they've paid. Morrison says Congress is still waiting for a ruling from the Supreme Court on the tariffs.
I'm hopeful that they are going to change their tune and Congress will reassert its Article 1 constitutional authority, which, you know, it gives Congress the power to levy taxes and tariffs, not the president.
Morrison believes there are Republicans who would support her small business relief proposal, but they haven't come forward yet. In other headlines, Duluth police say they've received reports of a mountain lion in the city. Officials are working with the Minnesota DNR, which is also aware of the animal. Police say no further action will be taken at this time. Residents are reminded to use caution around wild animals and never approach them. CARE-MN, the state's Council on American Islamic Relations, is reminding Somali residents of their rights and resources after President Trump said they contribute nothing and he doesn't want them in the country. Civil Rights Director Alex Shaw says this is not a time for panic. It's a time for Somalis in Minnesota to be alert and informed of their legal rights.
The large majority of Somalis in Minnesota are legal permanent residents or citizens. That does not mean that folks with legal status are totally immune from interactions with federal law enforcement.
The advice comes after national reports that a federal immigration operation specifically targeting Minnesota's Somali population is underway. And shipments of iron ore on the Great Lakes totaled 3.4 million tons in November. That's down 19.1% from a year ago and 20.3% below the month's five-year average. This is MNN.